All right, welcome back everybody to another deep dive. Today we're looking at how AI is shaking things up in the world of health and wellness.
Yeah.
And to help us with this, we've got this super interesting article, 10 Ways AI is Revolutionizing Health and Wellness. It's from just another WordPress site.
Yeah.
It's an amazing piece that really, you know, I mean, it's got some stuff in here that's just like, wow.
It does.
Like, did you know that AI can actually be used now to like help create personalized medicine? You know, so like you can reduce side effects, make treatments way more effective.
Absolutely.
It's wild. So I'm really excited to get into all this. So what do you think about this whole AI and healthcare thing? What's got you most fired up about it?
Well, for me, it's just how far-reaching it is. You know, it's touching every single aspect of healthcare. It's not just like one little thing. It's transforming everything from, you know, how we diagnose to how we treat to how we prevent. Every stage of healthcare is being impacted by this.
Wow. Yeah, it's true. And this article, it goes all over the place, I mean.
Yeah.
It talks about personalized medicine, like we were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Predictive analytics, virtual assistants, robotic surgery even, mental health support, fitness coaching. I mean, it's crazy how much stuff it touches on. So why don't we start with personalized medicine?
Sure.
Because that was the thing that really kind of like blew my mind.
Yeah.
You know, when I was reading this article, it's like AI creating custom treatments based on like your own data. Ooh. That's straight out of science fiction.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. And it's happening now. You know, it's not something that's off in the future. This is happening in real time.
So how does this actually work, though?
So let's take an example like chemotherapy. Traditionally, you know, finding the right dosage was a lot of trial and error, which was pretty hard on the body. But now AI can come in and analyze your specific tumor and actually predict how you'll respond to different doses. So doctors can figure out the most effective treatment right from the start. And that potentially minimizes those nasty side effects and improves outcomes. You know?
That's amazing. Like, no more guessing games.
Right.
You just get, like, targeted, precise treatment.
Exactly. It's much more precise.
It makes you think, like, how many other areas of medicine could be revolutionized in a similar way.
Tons. I mean, it's just the beginning.
Really? So, okay, let's talk about staying ahead of health issues.
Okay.
Because the article mentions predictive analytics.
Uh-huh.
And it says that AI can actually predict disease outbreaks. Which sounds impossible.
That sounds crazy, right?
How is that impossible?
AI is like a master at pattern recognition. And by going through tons and tons of data, you know, health records, environmental factors, even social media trends, believe it or not, AI can spot those little tiny patterns that humans just might miss.
Yeah.
And those patterns can be early warning signs of an outbreak.
Whoa. Yeah.
You know, it gives public health officials a huge heads up.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, it really makes you wonder how much faster we could have responded to like recent pandemics.
Absolutely.
You know, if we'd had this technology, early intervention, I mean, that could save so many lives.
Right. It's all about being proactive.
Okay. So let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
The article also talks about AI-powered fitness coaching.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like in practice?
Well, imagine having a fitness app that analyzes your sleep, your activity levels, even what you eat, and creates a plan just for you.
Wow.
It's like having a personal trainer and a nutritionist available 24/7. It can suggest custom workout routines, provide nutritional guidance, even give you motivational support to keep you on track. And the best part is it's constantly learning about you, so it can adapt your plan as your needs and goals change.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a level of personalization we've never seen before.
Right.
It takes all the guesswork out of fitness. Okay, what about those of us who aren't exactly fitness buffs?
Yeah.
Like the article mentions AI being used for mental health support.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Well, one really promising area is AI-powered chatbots and virtual therapists. These tools can provide on-demand support, you know? For people struggling with anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges, they can offer coping strategies, track your mood over time, and even connect you with human therapists if you need more help. And this is super important in areas where access to mental health care is limited.
It's incredible. I mean, it makes mental health care so much more accessible.
Yeah.
And it removes some of that stigma that often prevents people from seeking help in the first place. Okay, one last area I want to touch on is medical imaging.
Okay.
Because the article says that AI can actually make diagnoses faster and more accurate.
That's right.
How?
So think about radiologists. They spend hours looking at x-rays and MRIs.
Mm.
It's a super skilled job, but even the best human eyes can miss those subtle details sometimes.
Right.
So now we have AI stepping in to analyze those images too. It can process information so much faster than us and often detects tiny little abnormalities that we might not even notice.
Wow.
So that means faster and potentially more accurate diagnoses, especially in those really time-sensitive situations.
So it's not about replacing doctors.
No.
It's about giving them like a superpower.
Exactly.
To see things that they might otherwise miss.
It's like a second set of superpowered eyes.
Yeah. That's a game changer, especially for conditions that require like early detection and treatment.
Absolutely. Early detection is key.
So we've covered so much today. It's amazing to see how AI is already transforming health and wellness.
It's remarkable.
Sunny.
As AI becomes even more sophisticated and integrated into healthcare, how do you think it will change the way we interact with our doctors and manage our own health? It's a big question, you know, something to think about as we head into this future.
Yeah, it's something we all need to be thinking about.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you, Nay.